Pop Culture Pastor.
Welcome back to the show. I have a hot take, Cody.
Hot take.
This is the hottest of hot takes. Are you ready for this? No one actually likes summer.
I think it depends on where you live.
Nope. No one actually likes summer. And I'm going to tell you why. We all been indoctrinated. The indoctrinated started early, somewhere around the age of 5, when they put us in school. And we're all indoctrinated to think summer's great because for 12 years, it was our break time. That was when we didn't have to go to school. And so we all think we like summer, but actually, summer's atrocious. It's the worst. It is the absolute worst, and I will not hear anything of it. It's super hot and disgusting and gross, and nobody actually likes it. And even when you go to the swimming pool, you get in the pool, it's cool for about a second and a half, and then it feels like you're bathing in a warm Dave soup.
I think you just live in the wrong part of the United States, because there's like places where the hottest it gets is 80.
Yeah, seriously, there's only one reason I would ever want to be rich, and this is the reason. If I was rich, I'd have like a summer house in Canada. No, I'm not even lying. I would have a summer house somewhere far up north.
And a winter house somewhere far down south.
No. Winter's fine here.
Until you get hit with the Arctic blast.
There's no Arctic blast. Come on. It gets cold here for what? I mean, how many days are we in single digits around here? Total of 7?
2 years ago, it was like 3 weeks.
Oh, gosh.
It was. And then the wind chill, even if it doesn't get down into single digits, when the wind chill feels like it's -7.
What do you care? You're not going outside. Nobody's going outside.
I do. I have to go outside for my job.
Okay, but you're not going outside to stay. You go outside to walk somewhere, to walk from your car to whatever building you're going into.
Yes, and then I look like Lloyd from Dumb and Dumber after they make it into Colorado riding on the back of the moped.
It's so much easier to be cold. Now, like you might say, well, Dave, it's the same thing. You're just walking from your car to the building and getting back into air conditioning. Like, well, no, that's not true. Because if I'm leaving work and I go to get into my car, it's like I'm walking and sitting down in an already broiling oven. I sit in my car, and even with the air conditioner on full blast, it takes like 5 minutes to cool the car down to something that's not baking my insides.
It takes 5 minutes to warm up the car from something that's not being a meat locker.
But again, when I'm cold, I don't feel like I'm damaging my health.
So I went to the Chiefs Super Bowl parade. It was the coldest I've ever been, and I wore so many layers, it was ridiculous. I thought that I was going to lose all my toes.
Well, you didn't wear enough layers then.
I did.
You needed to wear multiple of your goofy socks.
I was wearing so many socks. I was wearing hunting socks over the socks. I had socks on socks on socks. It was awful.
Was one of them a pop culture sock?
I think one of them might have been Chief's sock.
Okay. I'm just saying, summer's terrible and we all know it.
I don't know if that's a hot take.
The secret's out of the bag. It's gross. Everything's gross. When you walk out of your house in the morning, there's a certain expectation. Crisp morning air is what I expect. And I walked out this morning and I took a deep breath and it was like I was inhaling cheese. The air is that thick. It's just like... It's so heavy. It's so thick. It's like fondue. The air was made of fondue this morning.
Again, it doesn't help that we live in like the Okefenokee swamp.
I don't think people were meant to live here. I just don't think people were meant to live here. I need a summer house in Canada. If anybody wants to make that happen, you can donate to my Patreon. Or whatever, my Kickstarter. What is the thing that everyone uses now?
You were right with the first one.
Well, what? No, there's another one. When someone's having a crisis,
they start GoFundMe.
GoFundMe, yeah. You can donate to my GoFundMe. What's your crisis? That I don't like it here. That's my crisis. That it's too hot. I'm literally dying a little bit each time I go outside.
Dave is Goldilocks.
And if we don't turn this around now and get me a house in Canada, then in 40 years, I could very well be dead. Okay, we need to update a story, Cody. We need to check in on someone because maybe they're not doing it so well right now. And that would be Candace Cameron Bure.
Why do people keep going after Candace?
Everybody hates Candace.
Like, if there is a Cameron to go after,
it's
either Kirk or James. It's only those two.
Oh, stop it. No Camerons deserve to be, quote, gone after. Cody was just joking.
Wait till Avatar 2 and you might change your tune.
I can't believe there's going to be an Avatar 2. Anyways, yeah. So it started last week. We talked about JoJo Siwa. I say her name wrong every time.
JoJo Siwa.
Who's apparently a young celebrity that I didn't know.
She has bows.
And she had beef with Candace. Well, technically she was doing, so they do these little silly TikTok trends. And the trend was celebrities, rude celebrities. And so people were just taking to TikTok to, you know, talk about the stories they had of when they dealt with a celebrity was rude. I shared one, right? I talked about my experience with Lenny Dawson.
Literally, I have not had a bad experience with the celebrity.
Not everyone has.
Because, like, I met Ben Roethlisberger and he told me thank you.
That must have been a big moment for you.
Well, he was at least polite and knew his manners.
Yeah.
And then, like, William the Refrigerator Perry was a nice guy.
Yeah. Too often we hold celebrities too high, because when I told the story about Len Dawson, I also offered that, hey, he's a human being. I don't know what his day had been like. I don't know what his life was like at that point. I don't know what he was going through. And, you know, we don't always react well when we're going through tough times. So I don't hold any grudges. It just was what it was.
I will hold all the grudges for you.
But anyways, some people have had bad experiences with celebrities. And JoJo Siwa said that on this TikTok video that the rudest celebrity she'd ever come across was Candace Cameron Bure when she was 11 at the Fuller House premiere.
Many moons ago.
And it resulted in, you know, it went viral, of course, because she's a celebrity. And Candace Cameron Bure saw it and got into contact with her, and they hashed it out. She did an amazing thing. We talked about this, too, because she got in touch with her, then asked her, okay, what did I do? Because she didn't remember it. And then once she heard, she didn't get defensive. She didn't devalue it. She didn't try to alter the history of it in JoJo's mind. She said, I am so sorry. I'm so sorry I did that. I broke your heart. And that wasn't right. I'm so sorry. Please forgive me. Like, she did this thing that you hardly ever see. And it was kind of a brilliant ending to that. And of course, we can't have happy endings in the real world.
No, we can't.
Because then people started piling on Candace.
The wrong Cameron. Yeah.
So we're going to talk about this. So Candace Cameron Bure apologizes for this way she treated a young girl who's now a celebrity herself in this great moment. It was like this resolution that we hardly ever get with these kind of things. And she handled it in such a great way. And it was actually pointed out, it was a very Christian way of saying, hey, you wronged me. And she, instead of getting defensive, she immediately is like, okay, I'm fallible. I'm broken. So that's pretty possible. Tell me what I did. And she did. And then she said, I am so sorry for that. I bet that was really hurtful for you. And I can't believe I did that. And I'm sorry. And so it was just this really, she took full responsibility for it, which is great. That's great. We hardly ever do that as humans. And then people were still trying to pile on her. So when we pile on someone today, Cody, the way it works is we go through all your old posts. That's what we do. And Matthew Coma, well, he decided he was going to do that with Candace.
I don't even know who or what Matthew is.
Yeah, well, exactly. Matthew Coma is a musician, apparently, that you've never heard of. And he goes through Candace Cameron Bure's TikToks, because she's big on TikTok. She makes a lot of TikToks. And he gets to the one on July 4th. Now, if you're not familiar with TikTok, TikTok is basically you make silly little videos about your life, or you make funny skits. A lot of creative people on TikTok. I'll give that up for TikTok because it gives creatives an outlet. But a lot of what TikTok is you use music, already existing music, to play in the background of your video, right? That's kind of the point of TikTok. Well, he dug in to Candace Cameron's TikToks. He went back to the 4th of July. He found a TikTok that Candace posted about her getting ready for a party, whether like a family get together or whatever, on the 4th of July. And she's dressed up in all this garish USA gear, right? Like you do. Literally, all the red, white, and blue.
I have been known to wear a tank top that says Ronnie Reagan's.
So she's clearly just having fun. And the song choice she chose to put behind this video was Born in the USA by Bruce Springsteen. Now, Matt Coma,
the boss,
he feels like he's got her now. It's a gotcha moment, because that's what everything's about now. It's all about gotcha moments. And he makes a video of his own, because Candace is wearing her God So Good hat and her God Bless America shirt and her American flag ribbon, a patriotic light-up necklace, and she's playing Born in the USA by Bruce Springsteen. And Matthew decided to, they call it duetting on TikTok, where her video plays side by side to the one you're making. And he basically just bombed on her. He said, yeah, that song you're playing, it's about veterans coming home from Vietnam and being treated like explicative. It's not about the 4th of July at all. So he's just pooping on her.
Mm-hmm.
Because the song was about, he's right, technically speaking.
Yeah, Bruce did talk to Ronald Reagan when he tried to play that as his song.
Yeah. So Candace Cameron was in the news recently, and Matthew Coma decides he's gonna bomb on her, because there's probably some pre-existing judgment on his part, right? Let's just be fair and honest. Candace is a conservative. She's religious. That doesn't play well in Hollywood sectors. And you're saying to yourself, well, Dave, we don't know who Matthew Coma is. He's a musician no one's ever heard of. Why would he be in Hollywood sectors? I haven't got to that part yet. Just know it's coming. But let's be clear about the Bruce Springsteen song for a second. This is a dumb take he's bombing on her for using it as a patriotic background for her video. What I want to say is, yes, technically you're right. Bruce Springsteen wrote that song about Vietnam veterans coming back from the war and being treated badly. And that makes it a weird choice for your patriotic video under that context. But literally that song has been being played in the patriotic context for years.
Literally right after Bruce released it.
Years. And it's silly to complain about it, that one person's doing it, because it would be like people listening to Hotel California by the Eagles, listening to it when they go to California and stay in a hotel.
Mm-hmm.
Just because they like the song and that's what they think of. Yes, the song is about drug use and addicts and addictions. But that's the thing about art. It means different things to different people. And especially when it means a lot to a lot of people, when it becomes something different, it becomes something different than what the artist intended.
Mm-hmm.
So he bombed on her with low-hanging fruit and something that everybody does. The songs mean to you what they just mean to you. It's subjective. Now, let's get to the reason he did this. Because I believe there's a reason. Matt Coma, who we've never heard of, he's married to Hilary Duff.
Lizzie McGuire?
Yeah. Famous actress. She's been famous since she was a kid, acting all this time. And Matt, struggling musician. No one's ever heard of him. So he's probably a little, it must be hard being the man of the house, being married to your wife who's in an entertainment field like you, and she's really big and has been most of her life, and nobody's really heard of you. That must wear on your mind a little bit.
Literally, Lizzie, or Hillary, if we're going to go by her Christian name, she's in How I Met Your Father. That mm-hmm. new series. Mm-hmm. So maybe, she has new things going on.
So maybe Matt has a little bit of an inferiority complex. And who's going to be the object of your scorn when you have an inferiority complex? Well, people who've been famous most of their lives, like Candace Cameron Bure, who is another child actor who's just kind of been in that arena most of her life, except for this child actor isn't the one he's married to. This is the one who's probably the opposite politically of him, the opposite of a faith life, what they think of faith, and he just doesn't like her. And in this way, he does what Simon the Pharisee does in the story with the woman with the perfume who pours it out on Jesus's feet. He's in prejudgment of her, and that leads to pre-condemnation. So he goes searching through her old stuff. He picks up the first thing he can find, which is using a Bruce Springsteen song that everyone plays patriotically, even though it's about some heavy things.
Oh, yeah.
But popular usage is it's patriotic.
Literally, at the American Legion in our town on the 4th of July, that was one of the songs that was played.
Right. At the American Legion, where the veterans hang.
Quite literally.
First of all, let me say this. I've been bombing on Matt now. This isn't about Matt, because everybody does this. We're all the Pharisee in this situation. So what I would say is this isn't about Matt, and I'm not just trying to pick on him. I'm going to put us all under the spotlight now. Let's put us all under the spotlight. When people we disagree with say things, and the first thing we do is we want to try and find something about them to point out about why they're wrong or why we disagree with them, we're doing something that Jesus pointed out was not great. And that is, we have prejudged someone, so we already don't like them, and so we are sitting in pre-condemnation, which means I know they've done something I don't like, so I'm going to find it. I'm going to find the reason why I don't like this person, and then I'm going to display it for everyone to see. And the Pharisee does that in that story. Remember what he says? He actually condemns both Jesus and the lady.
Mm.
So your pre-condemnation and pre-judgment doesn't just stop at the first target. He targets them both, and he says, if this guy was really the Son of God, he'd have known what kind of lady this was.
Oof.
Yeah. This doesn't work well, guys. Are we flourishing as a society? You want to know why there's so much hate out there? Why there's mass shootings? Why there's violence? Why there's protesting and riots? Why this is just an American thing now? This is a part of our life? Why there seems to be so much animosity? Because we sit in prejudgment and therefore pre-condemnation of each other. And this is not going to lead to us flourishing, because we have to figure out a way to live together because we're connected.
We are connected. And I will lift up Matthew Coma right now. After some deep investigating, I learned that he was part of the band Eve 6 for a hot second.
Oh.
But not on the song I knew them for, so.
Okay. Well, great. I don't have any ill will towards Matt. I just think he fell into something that we all fall into that I just wanted to talk about. And his target was poor Candace, who actually is the only person within the last week that I had something that I found something to be like, oh, look what she did. This was amazing.
Oh, poor Candace.
The 80s were a great time for music, and the 90s were pretty good too. But the 90s led to some weird stuff, okay? Like, we can all sit here and say, hey, man, there was some pretty good music in the 90s. But also, there were the Crash Test Dummies. Do you remember the Crash Test Dummies?
Yes.
People liked this song. Are you ready for this? This was a hit song. You are now going to hear Dave's rendition of a hit song by the Crash Test Dummies. And I'm not making this up, kids. This was a hit song. People dug this. All right, you ready?
Once there was this kid who got into an accident and couldn't come to school.
I can't even. Oh, yeah, that was the whole song was like that. He was just telling story. Mm-hmm. That was the chorus.
They actually made money off of
that. Yeah, they did. I want to see the lyric sheet for that. Was it a, was it just a little piece of ripped off corner of a notebook paper?
I like to think so.
Oh, man, the crash test dummies. I wonder whatever happened to them.
They had one song and they're like, that's good.
Are they out there like on a cruise ship somewhere?
Oh, no.
Just performing that song? What kind of musical acts perform on cruise ships? Is that, that's kind of a special has-been kind of a place.
Sister Hazel.
Oh, refresh my memory. Sing me one of their songs. No, don't look it up. Sing me the song. You know it.
No, what, I don't.
What is Sister Hazel? Was that the do-do-do-do-do-do-do? No, who was that?
That was Third Eye Blind.
Oh.
Hard to say what it is I see.
I'm sorry. I'm not placing that at all. You're going to have to sing it.
No, we're out of luck.
Sister Hazel. All right, I'll look it up. So you think Sister Hazel's on a cruise ship?
I know somewhere. Sister Hazel's on a cruise ship.
For real?
Yeah. I mean, like they have a cruise ship out at sea and they bring on like actual like relevant acts right now.
Mm-hmm.
All for You's the name of that song.
Yeah, it's not ringing a bell. Until I hear you sing it, it probably won't ring a bell.
You're never going to have that bell rung.
Well, I'm never going to give you up. And I'm never going to let you down.
How dare you Rickroll me?
Can I just be like, cruise life can't be that bad, right? If you're a has-been band, you are a one-hit wonder, there are worse things in life to be like the performer on a cruise.
I really hope there's a cruise ship out there that has AHA.
Oh, yeah. But they'd be a little bit older by now.
I would still go on that cruise.
I mean, as someone who's approaching 50, because I'm 46 now. I just turned 46. The AHA guys are probably in their 50s. And those little cruise rooms, although they probably get nice cruise rooms, right? Do they give them some suites?
I like to think so.
Yeah. But that's not a bad life, right? You get to go on shore for the day at exotic locales. You come back at night. You perform your hit song.
Oh, yeah.
Take on me. I can't get that high. Anyways, I don't know why I was thinking about that this morning other than cruises are the worst.
I've never
been on one. But also kind of fun.
Never been on one.
Oh, man. A cruise, first of all, you kind of lose track of time on a cruise ship. And all you do is eat. Because the food's all free. It's all in the thing. And they have places, they have several different kind of places where you can get food. And like they have the place that's open 24 hours that's just like burgers, pizzas, tacos, right?
Well, hopefully they have some citrus. Because you don't want to develop scurvy while you're out at sea.
Okay, well, listen, we're not pirates. This isn't the 18th century. We're not like out at sea for 20 months.
It's hard to tell. Having watched Gilligan's Island, a 3-hour tour can become a lot longer.
All right.
You're welcome.
We got to speak out against the scourge of scurvy. Okay, Cody, we're going to talk about forgiveness. Is more than saying sorry. You ready to talk about that? You ready to talk about some forgiveness?
Okay.
Because we need to revisit. Yes, I said revisit. This is part three. It's JoJo versus Candace, part three. The JoJo's mom strikes back.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. So let's revisit. Let's review for just 15 seconds here. JoJo Siwa is a celebrity of some sort, young, and she recounted a story in a TikTok about how Candace Cameron Bure was possibly rude to her on the red carpet and wouldn't take a picture with her.
I wouldn't take a picture with her either.
She didn't recount the story. She just said that Candace Cameron Bure was the rudest celebrity she'd ever met. It was a TikTok trend.
It would just be because her bows were like too big.
And when Candace found out, she got in contact with JoJo, had JoJo explain what happened, and then apologized. Said she was very, very sorry. and they had a great conversation. And that seemed like the end of it. And we praised it on the show. We were just like, I can't believe that just happened. What an amazing reaction to someone telling you they hurt, that you hurt their feelings. How did I hurt your feelings? I am so sorry for that. Will you forgive me? Imagine that. What an amazing way to resolve an issue.
And that's why she was my favorite Cameron.
And then everyone around them wouldn't let it go. This is amazing. So first of all, Candace Cameron's daughter said something on her social media defending her mom when her mom didn't really even needed defending. The issue was resolved. We had reconciliation. And then there's this. JoJo Siwa's mom, Jessalyn Siwa, she isn't letting her daughter's latest drama go without saying her piece. Though this article says JoJo and Cameron spoke and resolved things, Jessalyn had some words on the topic on her Instagram. During a former episode of her podcast, Success with Jess.
Well, of course you guys spilled the tea on Success with Jess.
First of all, I don't even know who this person is. But because your daughter is a celebrity, the podcast Success with Jess, that's a little presumptuous, isn't it?
When you're a dance mom, Dave, you can have podcasts called Success with Jess.
She reposted a clip from apparently a long time ago where she talked about this. She was actually the first one to talk about it, but because JoJo's, her daughter has, you know, millions of followers, that's when people first heard about it. Apparently, Success with Jess isn't a highly listened to podcast. But she recounted the incident with Candace Cameron. And in Jessalyn's account, she said Cameron Bure refused to take a picture with JoJo during a premiere after party at an Italian restaurant and claimed that Cameron Bure said, not now, maybe later.
That's literally what JoJo told Candace.
I know. It's amazing. Apparently they were in the same room at some later point, but it wasn't the same type of situation where either one of them were super approachable. Like it was a room full of people. And Jessalyn went on to say there was no interaction that day and said, no, she just couldn't be bothered. And you know what? Maybe she was having an emergency or her kid was crying and she was trying to get a hold of a babysitter. I don't know what was going on, but it's funny when you don't know and somebody treats you like that. And it's hard to be the celebrity. I'll give it to you. But that was so long ago and I still remember it. And she said in the caption of her Instagram post, Jessalyn wrote, I talked about this on my podcast a while back. The recent story told wasn't quite right. So here's the real version. At the end of the day, this story is not about a simple photo. It's about how you treat people. Real, genuine kindness. And this is where it goes. You know where this is going. Always goes a long way. It's super easy to quote a Bible verse when everyone's looking at you. But morals are what you have when no one is looking.
Okay. So literally, she told the person, JoJo Siwa, no, not right now, maybe later. You don't have to take photos with people, even if you are a super nice person. If you are doing something else at that particular moment, then fine. Guess what? Mom who exploited her daughter for financial gain, you don't have the moral high ground here. Don't do this. Literally, your daughter handled it maturely after Candace called her. She explained the situation and her and Candace talked it out. You could uplift your daughter and say, you know, that really did have a meaningful impact in that moment. And now I'm glad there's resolution. That's all you needed to say.
Yeah, it's amazing. This is the culture we live in now, though, where two people can have a little thing. And one of the people wasn't even aware there was a thing. So they're made aware of the thing. That person then goes directly to that person, which, by the way, nothing more biblical than that.
Mm-hmm.
You don't go talk behind their back. You don't talk, you know, away from them and say, get a load of them, bringing up old stuff. No, she went right to the person. And then she said, okay, I don't remember any of this. So explain to me what happened. And then when she explains what happened, there's no defensiveness. There's no, oh, well, this was going on. There's no excuses. She just says, you know what? I'm so sorry I did that. And that was it. And then everyone around them continues the argument. Oh, they're obviously a terrible person. What is happening, Cody? What is happening?
So I have a story. I went to a Chiefs training camp this past weekend.
Okay.
Literally was within probably 6 feet of Clyde Edwards-Helaire.
Oh, and Chiefs running back.
He signed a bunch of little kids' autographs, and there were some adults there, but he was running late, and he just took off running. And you know what? I was okay with him not signing my football.
Yeah.
Because literally, the dude's busy. He doesn't have to sign photographs, doesn't have to take pictures, but him stopping to take the time for the kids is amazing. I'm proud of him for that. And Candace, if she was maybe not as busy, might have stopped and taken a photograph with JoJo. But I'm certain that there are probably times where JoJo's been in a hurry and didn't get to do all the things that she would love to do for her loving fans. And you know what? At the end of the day, we're all just people. And those two connected, talked it out. That should have been the end of it. But mom's trying to drive up views for the podcast.
Yeah. Well, exactly. I'm sitting here and I'm reading this article. And I'm thinking, does this really have to do with Candace Cameron Bure? Or does this have to do with success with Jess?
Yeah, I would even go as far to say this really has nothing to do with JoJo. It's now just about Jess.
Yeah, yeah. Let's just be real here. Jess, I'm publicly calling you out, Jesselyn Siwa. I'm publicly calling you out. I'm saying you're a bad person. I don't mean it. I'm just saying it because I'm trying to get you to listen to my podcast, Pop Culture Pastor. And I believe that's what I'm just using this as an effect to say this is what she's doing. This is what she's doing. She posted on her Instagram, I already talked about this on my podcast. And then she's rehashing something that's already been put down, something that's already been reconciled.
But I really want to just stop and think, all this is over a Fuller House star. Like, it's not Tom Cruise. It's not Angelina Jolie. It's not some famous athlete. It's not Britney Spears. It is like someone that, unless you were a big Full House fan, if you said Candace Cameron or Candace Cameron Bure, most people would be like, who?
This is why I've always thought the autograph thing was weird. The autographs are weird. I would much rather have a selfie with somebody that was famous. And then it doesn't even matter if I, you know, like, am a huge fan or not. So I got a selfie once at the All-Star game with the dude who used to be on Fox News who was super tan. What was his name? Shepard Smith.
Okay.
Yeah. I got a selfie with Shepard Smith. And nicest dude ever. He was kind. And like, he didn't mind doing that because then he's, you know, he had a minute. He was hanging out. They were doing broadcasts, live broadcasts from the All-Star game. And I saw him. And I was like, hey, you mind if I get a selfie with you? Or as Ted Lasso guy would say, an ussie? How about an ussie?
Shepard Smith?
Yeah, why not? When else am I going to run into Shepard Smith? You want to see the photo? Of course you do.
Everyone wants to see the photo.
It was before I really was into my Christian life and became a minister. I'll warn you, I am holding an adult beverage in the photo. Yeah, no. I'm gonna, you know what? Just for everybody, I'm gonna post it as my profile picture on Facebook, and I'm gonna put a large Coca-Cola sticker over the adult beverage, just to not offend anyone's sensibilities. My selfie, my ussie with Shepard Smith. Hey, everybody, Dave here. Thank you so much for listening to our Radio Leftovers podcast. All these clips come from a radio show we do on KFEX 93.1 Fire Escape Radio. It's a little Christian FM radio station, part of a youth ministry in Chanute, Kansas. If you'd like to listen to the radio show, if you're interested in that sort of thing, you can tune in at www.kfex931.com. or you can download the KFEX app from your phone's app store. You can check that out there. As always, we invite you to listen to the podcast, the big podcast as well. If you like what you hear, the way it really would help us out is if you subscribe to the podcast, you rate and review the podcast. That would also help us out. Write us a little review, butter us up a little bit. You know how it goes. And then, of course, share the podcast on your own social media while you follow us on social media as well. Thank you so much for listening. We love you guys so much, and we'll see you on Friday.